Here now with Howie Roseman, a very happy Howie Roseman. Congratulations on the selection of Carson Wentz. What was it like for you up in the draft room, Howie?
Oh, it's incredibly exciting. You know, you get this guy who really symbolizes Philadelphia. He's got blue-collar work ethic, incredible passion. You see his energy and his passion when he's playing the game. He has fun playing the game. And you bring that with the intangibles he has, the work ethic, the intelligence, 40 test score, valedictorian of his high school class, never got a B, and then the physical skills. I mean, Dave, this guy can spin it. I mean, he can make every throw. He's an incredible athlete. Now, we got to make sure that he gets down. You know, he's got to figure out a way to get down because he's throwing his body around there trying to pick up extra yards. But really excited for the city, our fans, and our football team.
All the positives, and that's all we've heard. Mm-hmm. So there is a baseline to start work. You're now in the NFL.
Sure.
What do you have to work on? Is it just kind of get everything a bit better? I mean, how do you approach that?
Well, it starts with protecting his body and making sure that he learns how to protect his body because he's big. He's 6'5", and he's 240 pounds, but everyone's big in the National Football League, so those guys hit hard too. He's got to do that. And then there are the finer points of the game that our coaches are going to work on, but we got a great development team here with Coach Peterson, Coach Wright, Coach Flip. And so he's coming into a great system. And then you add to that the veteran quarterbacks that we have in that room, the guys who've been through it. And so he can come around the right way. You know, it struck me watching the draft when the Chargers are picking, the Giants, the Steelers, they drafted their quarterbacks in 2004, and they're still picking players to surround them. So you don't make this decision just for the moment. You make this decision for the long term for your franchise.
You know that everybody's wondering, you heard it in the press conference, when's he going to play? When's he going to be ready? Mm-hmm. When's he going to be the starter? How do you combat all that?
You know, I think that competition is a good thing. And whoever we would have brought in here, whatever position we would have drafted, there would have been competition. We would have had a veteran at that spot who would have had to compete with a rookie. That's the nature of the National Football League. You know, the cream kind of rises, and I think it's going to make everyone better. And whatever happens, however that flows, it will flow naturally.
And you felt upstairs, Howie, all along that it would be Jared Goff to the Los Angeles Rams?
Yeah, there's no insurance for that, but yeah. You know, I certainly felt confident that was the direction they were going, and that's a great fit for their football team. He's going to be a great player for them, and I think we got the right player for us.
Maturity with this kid? I mean, he seems to dazzle everyone I've talked to, from those who drove him to the airport to those who came in and met with him a mock draft, I mean, mock press conference. Everybody was just so taken with how mature and passionate and how much he enjoyed being here.
Yeah, he's an incredibly impressive young man, and he's got humility, but he's also incredibly confident, and you feel it. And one of the amazing stories for me in this whole process, from the minute we met him at the Senior Bowl, and we spent a lot of time with him, more time than probably since I've been here we've ever spent with a prospect. And when we went into the restaurant in Fargo and we all sat down, I went to call my family, say goodnight to them. And I walked back in the restaurant, and the manager and the hostess were talking to each other, and they didn't know me from Adam or what we were doing. And he said, Carson's such an impressive guy. He's always so polite and respectful to our staff. What a great young man. And the hostess says, he's always been like that.
Wow.
And that's that he's a very grounded, mature guy who plays with incredible passion.
And that will play well in Philadelphia, which is all about passion.
It's all about passion. Yeah. He fits our city. And I know that when you talk about this, and we trade a lot to get him, but one player can make a difference. And if you develop that player the right way, you can have a lot of success for a long time.
You said you spent more time with him than maybe any other draftee you've had. Why?
We had to get this decision right, you know, and there's no insurance on this decision either, you know. So when you look at the history of the first rounds, it's a 60% success rate in the first round. But when you look at that position and how important it is to your football team, even with the players we had here and the chance that we would actually be back in this exact spot and be there when there were a number of quarterbacks who were available, teams that were willing to trade out, we didn't feel like we could risk that.
1999 all over again. I guess we can only hope so here. Donovan was pretty good.
Let's go one step further,
Dave. All right, Howie. Well done. Congratulations.
Thanks. Congratulations to you.
And have a great rest of the draft.
Thanks. We got more work to do.
Yeah, Howie Roseman in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.